Into the Blender, episode 35.
Listening to End of the Blender with your hosts, Chooch and Viv.
You can hear us each week discussing topics ranging from co-parenting a blended family to gaming to technology news.
And whatever else catches our fancy this week. Hey everybody, it's Viv.
And Chooch.
How are y'all doing?
Good to hear it.
Yeah, glad to hear it. Sorry for those of you that said not so good. Well, we have some big news for our other podcast. We made the short list for COH Podcast. We made the short list for the Parsecs.
Yes.
So we're actually
finalists.
We're finalists for the second year in a row for that podcast. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go to Dragon Con.
Yes.
We have just thrown caution to the wind
and decided
off we go. And yes, we know that there are a lot of people that have decided not to go for various reasons, but we're still going to go. So come join us. Have fun. Meet us in the bar. One of the many bars that I'm assuming that there are a multitude of.
In case you haven't noticed, we've never been to Dragon
Con. We've never been. We're total noobs.
They're not spread out over multiple hotels, so there's got to be multiple bars.
Oh, I'm counting on it. And we'll probably have one in our room. So we're looking forward to it. We're really excited. Our schedule has just cleared way the hell open right now, so we're jumping at the opportunity to go.
Yeah.
Also want to mention that we were lucky enough to have Team Morris out last night. We went out to dinner and had a fantastic time. If you follow T on his Twitter stream, you'll see that the burger that he ordered at our local restaurant here that we took him to, and we're hoping he's still alive, because that was definitely a death burger.
Yeah.
It was an Angus hamburger that was, instead of a regular hamburger bun, it was a grilled cheese sandwich on both sides of it. Yes. So it was two grilled cheese sandwiches with an Angus burger in the middle.
With Applewood smoked bacon.
Oh, right. Bacon. Yeah. So we're hoping he survives and is doing extra exercise to burn off all of that. But we had a great time, and we started talking about The Watchmen, which is released now on DVD and Blu-ray. And we decided to record a little discussion of that. So we're putting that actually in our COH podcast feed. Yeah. Are we going to put that here too? Or just direct people over there on the show notes?
They can hit COHpodcast.com and download it or play it or whatnot.
Yeah. And of course, T. Morris is the author of Moravi and the Billabub Batting series and Podcasting for Dummies and the newly released A la Twitter. So, yeah, check it out if you're interested. We talk about Watchmen. We talk about other comic book movies and comic books and other movies and other books and actors and all kinds of stuff. But it will be marked explicit because we did drop the F-bomb a time or two. I mean, it's no culture cast.
Right.
It's not filthy, but
just one or two.
Just one or two, yeah. So, we're marking it explicit, but that's why. It was good times, good fun seeing him. We don't see enough of him.
Yeah.
He's a busy, busy man. And I was really hoping that, you know, our schedule opened up so we were able to make plans. I was hoping that his amazing wife and fantastic daughter would be free too, because I miss them too. Yeah. I don't think I've seen them since January.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Mark Bailey's birthday party, maybe.
That'd be it. Yeah.
Maybe one more time since then, but it's just been too long. So I'm hoping to get together with them soon. And just to hit on a couple of things that we've been doing lately, on 4th of July, we went out to Command Line and Cammy Cats and just had just, it was just us and them and their kids.
And the dogs.
And we, Cammy Cat asked us to bring Kaylee to come and play with their dogs. So we did. And the boys were in their own different directions. LT is visiting his dad in Arkansas and M was doing other stuff. I think he was hanging out with my brother's family that day.
Yeah,
because he and my nephew are best buds. But we went out there and we had just a fantastic time. Yeah, laid out a big, fantastic, delicious spread.
Great meal. And had a lot of fun doing some board games.
Yeah. And they really opened up the closet for us to let us play some stuff.
Because we had talked about it in our live episode. And they were there in the audience during the live episode. And you probably heard them, you know,
yeah,
some of the exchanges about board games, and they actually had a bunch of the ones that we discussed.
Mm-hmm.
And so we played Pandemic,
which is fantastic,
which we had already bought, but we hadn't actually opened it.
Yeah. And we've now played it again since we left their house with our game. It's so really fun. And it, what people were saying about it being cooperative is totally true.
Mm-hmm.
You are literally planning out your course of action and how to save the world as a group.
It's like a shared puzzle.
Yeah.
Figuring out.
And as long as you've got people that are willing to work together towards the common goal, then, you know, it'll be a lot of fun. If you've got that, I'll do this on my turn because it's my turn and I'll decide my own fate, then, you know, it's going to be not as fun. But we had a blast. They are fantastic people to play board games with.
Yeah.
They were very patient with us and just, you know, were fantastic guides through these worlds.
Mm-hmm.
So we played Pandemic, which was a lot of fun.
Which has an expansion coming out.
Right.
Very soon. I don't remember. I don't think it's already out yet, but I think it's coming soon.
Well, and we're still learning the basic games.
Mm-hmm.
There's still, I mean, we've played it, but, you know, there's still, you know, figuring out strategies and stuff like that. And so.
Played a couple rounds then. We played Settlers of Catan.
Mm-hmm. Which was a lot of fun, too.
But I'm going to say our fave was
Carcassonne. Yeah. We're already shopping for that. We were looking at Amazon right after that. And then we were actually looking at it again yesterday because a payday hit and looking at getting it.
Yeah.
But I still really...
Carcassonne's a lot of fun.
It is.
It's a tile game. So,
and it's competitive. It's not cooperative. Yeah. Well...
It can be played really competitively.
Yeah. Or really cooperatively.
Yeah. So it's this, you basically have all these different landscape tiles and you place them and you fill out the river first and then you start laying down land around them and you've got these little tokens that do special things and get you points. And so, of course, the whole thing is to get the most points at the end. The scoring was somewhat complicated. I'm very glad Command Line was there.
Yeah.
He kind of sat back. We all kind of sat back and were like, all right, that was fun. And he spent some time tallying everything up and figuring out the farms and all that. And it's won a lot of awards. It was created over in Europe and there's been several expansions released.
Yeah. It was really a lot of fun because it was, I like the puzzle aspect. I like the, it was just really cool, you know? You had to really think and strategize on what you were going to do, and I really enjoyed that. And I think it would be fun to play with older kids. It's not something you want to sit down with your five-year-old, maybe not even your 10-year-old. I guess it would depend, but it was a lot of fun for a bunch of adults.
Because their kids play and they're younger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, as far as just putting it down with, you know, putting down... For a bunch of kids only.
I think you'd need an adult
to help and all that kind of stuff easily.
I agree.
So it was a lot of fun, though. I can't wait till we get that and can play that. And I'm really looking forward. You know, another one we were just talking about with T last night was we had bought the Serenity role-playing game, kind of like, you know, D&D. There's a Serenity version of it.
Yeah.
And we got it, and we've never even broken it open. So I'm looking forward to trying that out, too.
Yeah.
So
I just cracked it open to look through some of the artwork.
Pretty pictures. Yeah, we haven't done anything with it yet. And I saw that when I was cleaning yesterday, and I was like, "Oh, I'm sitting here all alone, unloved."
Mm-hmm.
So that was just a really fantastic night, and we stayed kind of late. And the dogs were so funny though because they were playing and playing and playing, and they've got collies, full sized collies.
Yeah.
And so our Kaylee, which is a golden retriever, and she's easily 55 pounds now, I would guess, since her last vet visit. And they just made her look like a teensy, teensy little puppy. She's a good sized dog now. And Fergus and Fiona dwarfed her. And it was just a crack up for me to see.
Mm-hmm.
But they played great together and they were worn out.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Kaylee just slept and so didn't she sleep in the next day? She slept till like 9 o'clock in the morning. She usually gets us up at 6:30. Yeah. I was like, Kaylee, are you okay? She's all hungover and looking and everything. She played hard. It was a blast.
Yeah. So we just had this wonderful streak of socializing. We got to see them over July. We've had birthday parties for the nieces and nephews.
Yeah, baby H turned 19 and her son Jay, baby Jay, turned one on July 10th. So we had a birthday party for him. It was so fun.
And then we attended the birthday party for Jared Axelrod.
Yeah.
Out in Philadelphia.
Oh, that was so fantastic.
That was a lot of fun. So he decided to have a costume party. If anybody out there knows Jared and JR, you know that they're very artistic. They're very into costuming.
Very, very creative.
And had a bat party.
A Batman-themed costume party.
So everybody came as part of the Batman universe. Mm-hmm. It didn't have to be Batman universe. It could be, you know, any hero villain. Mm-hmm. Oddly enough, it was almost entirely villains.
Yeah. Well, you know, the one that I wanted to do was Wonder Woman. And there was no, I mean, it's just one of those. So many of the superheroes are in the tight spandex, and I haven't gotten far enough in my weight loss to be ready for some spandex. But yeah, there were a lot of villains. I think someone, I don't know if it was you or someone else that said that, you know, it's kind of easier to do villain costumes because they, like ours, you had found these two characters for us because we wanted to go as kind of like a duo. And so you found the ventriloquist and Scarface, but it was like the second.
The new
ventriloquist, which is a female. The original ventriloquist was a male. So we did the second ventriloquist, which was a female that I dressed as. Go figure. And then and then you were the ventriloquist dummy named Scarface. And it was just, I went and I bought a red dress. I already had the shoes. I already had the costume jewelry from when I was in high school, ironically. I bought a wig. A blonde wig, and I think that's pretty much it, all that I bought other than, you know, nail polish and lipstick, the fire engine red, and only had to buy a couple pieces for you.
Yeah, since I was a gangster, you know, already had a suit. And
all of our ideas for the superhero side were, for me anyways, were more elaborate, and we couldn't pull off. We had less than 2 weeks. We were, you know, the invitation, we had less than 2 weeks. And limited funds. So it was really, you know, short time and short fundage. And I think it turned out pretty well. And I think that was probably what happened with a lot of people.
And everybody, even though most of the costumes weren't extremely elaborate, they were all so creative and fun.
That Harley Quinn.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what I loved? The woman that was the young woman that was dressed as Harley Quinn. The thing that I thought made her costume so spectacular was the way she did her hair. Instead of doing a jester cap, she had these really, I don't know how to describe it. She had these pigtail things up on top, but she had them, they were like sculpted. And one side was red and one side was black. And I just stopped and was like, oh my God, best Harley Quinn ever. And she had the whole dark face and all, the dark eyes and everything. It was just so cool. And then she was with the guy that was dressed as the Joker, and his was very, very dark and fantastic.
Yeah.
And so we were villains. Yeah, and it was almost all villains. Except for our friends Mark and Heather and their baby boy, Grail Pup.
Yeah.
And he went as Superman and they went as
the Kents.
As his Earth parents. Yes, the Kents. And it was so cute. It was adorable. Thinking there were other like hero types, but I can't think of any. I mean, JR went as Robin. Jared was, of course, Batman, because nobody else can rock that costume like Jared. It was so fun though, but we got out there a little late because, you know, there was traffic, there was, you know, baby needed some care on the way, and so we got there later than we wanted to. We got there after the party started, but we luckily got there in time for cupcakes.
Oh.
These fantastic cupcakes from a bakery there in Philly. Epic cupcakes. Now I get the fuss. I was always like, cupcakes, what's the big deal? Oh, I get the fuss.
Yeah.
A good cupcake, unlike anything that I've ever sent in for any school event ever. Oh, these were fantastic.
Yes, they were.
But we just had, it was, the company, of course, was magnificent. And we just had so much fun. And he did a reading from Beowulf that was fantastic. He said something about making it an annual event, a Beowulf reading. And I'm thinking, yeah, that should probably happen. It was so fun. It was so cool. And we got to see Emma and Dan.
Yeah.
That was awesome. And they were nice enough to let us stay there because the hotels were like really expensive. And that would have been a deal breaker for us. So we carpooled up with Mark and Heather and Growpup to save on gas. And then MA and Dan let us crash at their place, which, you know, was fun. It was just really cool because we got late night time. We got MA and I had our girl time in the morning. And got to visit and catch up while you and Dan slept in.
Yeah.
And I will say this, make sure that you eat dinner if you're going to have alcohol. And that's all I'm going to say, really, because, you know, sometimes it sneaks up on you and you can be fine 1 minute and 30 minutes later, be like a totally different person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Funny that happens.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to say that. Your excitement and adrenaline will probably not help that process.
Yeah.
So, but it was awesome. We had a great time driving up and down with Heather and Mark and getting to chat and visit and have lots of mush time on the grill pup because he is phenomenal. And it was funny because we had already made plans with Mark and Heather for that weekend. And when this came up, we just kind of looked at each other and said, oh, yeah, we're so going. You just don't want to turn that kind of invitation down.
His name is Joss Kyle. He's a criminal, a murderer, a liar, and a cheat. He ruined everything in my life, and I'm going to catch him, even if it kills me. It's all I have left.
Lay your cards on the table, check your weapons, and join the resistance. The final episodes, Predestination, and Other Games of Chance. A science fiction thriller by podcast novelist J. Daniel Sawyer. Subscribe today at www.jdsawyer.net. Predestination and Other Games of Chance. It isn't whether you win or lose, it's how you rig the game.
So we've got some big changes that are coming, some not optimal, not fun,
not
some
by choice.
Gonna be exciting.
Yeah.
Not quite ready to talk about it yet.
Yeah. So basically, so something's happening and we're putting a positive spin on it, which is going to result in more changes. And you guys will get info on that in the future. But yeah, that's one of the reasons why we're late with this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Our promise to ourselves that we would put out an episode every 2 weeks. As usual, we get hit with a sledgehammer as soon as we say that. So I'm not going to say that for next time. The next episode will come when it comes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Naturally flow.
But we do want to say congratulations to all the other Parsec finalists. We're very excited. We're in great company. We can't wait to go and experience Dragon Con for the first time this year. And hopefully we'll get to go next year, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to, you know, either do Dragon Con or Comic Con next year.
PAX.
PAX East Coast.
PAX East Coast. First year on the East Coast.
Right?
Next year, yeah.
So we got to look into that.
Oof.
I know.
We got to start saving money.
Maybe we should cancel Dragon Con. I don't think so. I want to lose in person. Yeah. That's what we're like, dude, we made the short list again. We got to lose in person this time. So, yeah. Yeah, so we've got some frowns about BlenderCon. Yeah.
Well, yeah. There still will be a BlenderCon. Just not.
There may still be a BlenderCon. It just won't be DragonCon weekend. Yeah. We got to do this for us. We're taking charge and doing things for us this year, and this is one of the things because we actually debated not going to DragonCon because we didn't want to disappoint people by not doing BlenderCon that weekend. But we're going to do this for us.
Yeah.
And we'll have a party another weekend,
hopefully. And then hopefully a lot of people that would have been at Dragon Con can make it.
Yeah. And that was the other thing. We were torn because people like Thomas and at the time T was going and a bunch of other people that we wanted to invite would have been at Dragon Con. And, you know, it's the big party that we did last year. I want to make it an annual thing. And although we're limited on space and how many people we can invite, there are people that we're close with that we want to make sure can come if possible.
Yeah.
So this allows that to happen too. So anyways, Yeah. If only we had a bigger house, we could invite everyone.
Well, and talk about social butterfly-ness.
Oh.
We got to get going. We got a party to go to.
We do have a party to go to. We're going to go to dinner with M, and then we're going to go to nephew RD's turning 13. So we must go celebrate.
Yes.
Because he's the nephew that had surgery just over a year ago. He's gone a year without surgery. He's had some health complications. We're going to go celebrate and throw down. Because he gets to actually be a surly teen, not just a surly preteen or a tween. He is a surly teen now, so we must go revel in that.
Yeah.
But I did want to mention, because I haven't really heard it mentioned anywhere, T. Morris's book, all a Twitter.
Yes.
Amazon, go buy it. It's fantastic, the pieces that I've seen. We haven't, I didn't know it was coming out. He didn't do a big push. Chastised him yesterday for that. But when we went and picked up Heather and Mark before heading out to Jared and JR's, they had already gotten a copy. Mm-hmm. So we were able to look at it. And there's some really fantastic stuff in there. Of course, I'm thrilled because there's a picture of me and my mom in there.
Yeah.
He did a small piece on the Race for the Cure fundraising that I did in Twitter in 2008 that was so successful.
Mm-hmm.
And so he referenced that and put a picture of me and my mom in there. And I wept. And I told him, thanks for making me cry.
Yeah.
So we bought him dinner. And so I would say, get the book. He's worked really hard. He knows a lot. It's scary how much he knows about Twitter because we've been in it for a long time, but we're casual tweeters, I would say. We tweet a lot, but we're not like in depth on all the programs. At least I'm not.
Well, the wide breadth. He covers every kind of phone, applications that are on different types of devices and different types of computer operating systems and all the various ways you can do it. And a lot of pitfalls for businesses on what to do, what not to do.
What turns people off in your marketing scheme. Mm-hmm. And he's actually going to be launching a podcast too.
Yeah.
So we'll give more details on that when we have it. So anyways, if you can, I think on Amazon, it's like $15. So if you can spare it, go grab a copy. Why not?
Do it.
Give it to a friend that's rolling their eyes about Twitter. You know, the standard thing that I hear people that don't do Twitter say, I don't think people need to know when I'm going to the bathroom. Right. Well, if you're going to tweet that, I'm not going to follow you.
Yep.
Don't tell me about your BMs. No, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a good way to show them what it is, what it can do. And, you know, we even commented yesterday about, I don't know, what would we do without Twitter, where you get such smart responses and clever ideas. And it's just been wonderful for us. Mm-hmm. But then we also talked about the fact that we don't use it as a marketing tool. We just do it to talk to friends and stuff.
Yeah.
So anyways, go get the book. And wow. And last but not least, we want to make an announcement about a contest that we're going to do.
Yes.
We had a mishap at Balticon with one of the prizes, which has since been rectified. And so we have a prize. We have this fantastic picture that J. Daniel Sawyer actually made for us to give away at Balticon.
It's a print of his novel, Predestination, Another Game's a Chance, book one of the antithesis progression that he designed and signed.
And so we are going to offer this up to you, good folk.
Yes.
All you have to do, because we like stuff too, send us a postcard. It's literally the cheapest thing that you can send us. Send us a postcard to our address, Chooch and Viv at 43 Town and Country Drive, Suite 182, Fredericksburg, Virginia, 22405. On the postcard, put your name, your mailing address, and that you're over 18 years old, and you'll be entered in for a drawing.
Easy peasy.
And it's racy. That's why it's the over 18. Yeah. I don't want to get yelled at.
It's not pornographic.
No. It's a beautiful picture. It's tasteful. It's, I would say, it's printed on 8.5 by 11 photo paper. So it's not like Mondo huge where you have to go and get it like professionally framed or anything. It's not going to cost you a fortune. It's just, it's really a nice print.
Yeah.
So if you are interested, again, that is Chooch and Viv, 43 Town and Country Drive, Suite 182, Fredericksburg, Virginia, 22405. And we will post the information on the website too.
Simple postcard. And we need a deadline.
1 month from today. Today's the 26th.
It's the 26th of July.
Because yesterday was Murr's birthday. Happy birthday, Murr. Happy birthday, Greg. Happy birthday, Matt Wallace. Yesterday. So today's the 26th. So on August 26th is the deadline.
Is the deadline.
So. Yeah, postmarked by August 26th.
Yes. And then so we'll wait a little time so that those postmarked things can make it in. And then we will do a random drawing.
Yes, we has a bucket.
To determine the winner.
We has bucket for your postcards. So for those of you that weren't at Balticon, here's your chance to get from some fat loot from there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Send it. And of course, if you're interested, if you haven't yet filled your ear hole with this sweet, sweet candy of J. Daniel Sawyer's work, tell them where they can find it, Chooch.
You can go to jdsawyer, SAWYER.net. And there he links to all of his works. There's The Predestination, which is the first novel. He's getting ready to start, or he is producing and getting ready to release this the sequel.
I thought it was already out. Hadn't he already started that?
Well, no. What he started is another story called Down from 10, which is a novella.
Oh.
Which is this kind of, it's a thriller. It's a, these people are in this cabin and there's people are going to die and stuff's going to happen. And where Predestination, the antithesis progression is very much science fiction. It's very space and a lot of political intrigue. I mentioned it before on the show. Right. It just has one of the most complicated, in a good way, plots that I've heard in a long time. There's so much going on. There's so many different people doing, you know, everybody's got their machinations and what they want to happen.
Right.
Good action, romance. It's just really, really fun.
I haven't started it yet. You know me, I like to wait until something's finished and then I start it because I want to mainline it. I'm really bad about waiting for the next episode of things. I get a little manic. So I hadn't started Predestination yet. And once I finish Second Shift, then I'm going to, but I'm coming to the realization that Second Shift isn't done yet.
No.
Oh, man.
They just did a whole, a big recording session to start the next season. So they're in the middle of production. Ended, is it season two?
I'm in season two. Second Shift is this really cool audio drama that Chooch got me onto. But I finally started it thinking that it was a completed thing. Gotcha. I'm in season two. Is there another season after that? Because
they're either still working on season two or they're this is the recordings for season three. I'm not sure. Okay. I don't remember where they left it, but they tend to go a ways between.
Yeah. Well, Predestination, I think, is the next. I actually made a list so that I stop like having things fall in and out. Mm-hmm. And Predestination is on there. I can't remember if it's next or not. But I didn't realize that. Down from 10, that's what it's called, is not a part of that world.
Yeah, totally separate, yeah.
And he's actively releasing that now, though, right?
Yeah, that's currently running.
So, again, we've got this fantastic print. And send us a postcard, and then we have souvenirs. We have postcards from all you awesome people.
Since we have to give the print up.
I know, we got to give the print. It's kind of like, well, maybe if we just never mention it, we can keep it. No, he sent it to us in good faith, so we're going to honor that. And, but we want postcards or something. So send us a postcard. You'll be entered in for the drawing as long as you say that you're over 18 and we have your full name and address and can actually send it to you. And also go to jdsawyer.net and check out his work.
Yeah.
Do
good
it.
Good stuff.
Do it.
Actually, my buddy Stu did leave a voicemail for us that we don't really have time to play right this second, but we will get into that next time. And it's a little heavier.
Yeah.
Again. But we'll keep it brief.
Yeah.
If you want to get a hold of us in any other way, shape, fashion, we've got lots of ways to connect. You can give us a call at 413-669-4720, which spells nothing as far as I know. You can send an email to endoftheblender@gmail.com, or you can leave comments on the site at endoftheblender.com. Until next time, enjoy a cupcake.
Oh, cupcake. Yeah, we're going to go have cake and ice cream.
Lion monkey.
Flying Monkey Cupcakes in Philly. Yeah. Bye, everybody. Just sit back and indulge for a minute. You light the suns in all my worlds. All my worlds. It's hot time you believe.
Thanks for listening to End of the Blender.
You can find information, comment on episodes, and subscribe to the podcast at endoftheblender.com.
You can send us email to feedback@endoftheblender.com.
This podcast is released under a Creative Commons, non-commercial, no derivatives 3.0 license.
You are free to make copies and share this podcast to your heart's content.
Just not modify or make money from it.
Rachel.
Sally.